House will come to order. With that order of business, the bill's on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 60.
Senate File 60 is introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Medicaid program be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Is Chairman Davison in the building? The House will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel. There is an amendment, third reading amendment number one to Senate File 60. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There isn't an amendment. I withdraw it.
Third reading amendment number one to Senate File 60 is withdrawn. Senate File 60 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Coleman conflict. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Winters, Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Winters, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Winters, no to aye. Davison, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 10 no, 1 conflict.
Senate File 60, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 60 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 61.
Senate File 61 from the Management Council Committee, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representative Greer. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61. Ask for your favorable consideration. This is our bill that is just now an enrolled act on the natural gas motor vehicles. It was brought to my attention that in one of our amendments, we kind of blurred some language and we needed a cleanup component regarding the reporting requirements. If you look at the amendments in that section, subsection B, we're talking about basically the feasibility being a reason to be excused from the 50% requirement. And the way it read in the original amendment would have had the department, the unspecified department, reporting back to all agencies. And after some close review, what we determined is that what we wanted to say is that the Department of A&I, once they made a determination under paragraph A, Romanet 2, which is that section dealing with a natural or compressed natural gas filling station being constructed within 6 months, would then report to the appropriate agency. The second part of this language is just simply conforming language to make that correction to this enrolled act. Stand for any questions or ask for a favorable vote. Thank you.
Any more discussion? We're voting on third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 61, the most controversial revisers bill we've ever had. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery. Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride, Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semwick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt, Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Senate File 61, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 61 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 106.
Senate File 106 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to projects funded with abandoned mine land funds, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Senate File 106 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Flake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Semwick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Blake. Aye to no. Connolly. Aye to no. I'm sorry. Coleman. Aye to no. Connolly. Aye. Freeman. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 16 no.
Senate File 106, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 106 has passed the House. Mr. Minority Caucus Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 62nd Legislature, we have some distinguished guests in the South Balcony right over here from the Multicultural Mosaic Foundation and the country of Turkey. We have Ishmael Guder, the Executive Director of the Multicultural Mosaic Foundation, and Hassan, Ayurgan, the Outreach Director for the Multicultural Mosaic Foundation. They are putting on a dinner on Wednesday evening and would like your attendance, but for now let's welcome them to the House in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Gentlemen, welcome to the House. Hopefully we can show you the same hospitality that you've shown many of us. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 395, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 130, Professional Licensing-Military, 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 396, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File number 147, Stroke and Heart Attack Treatment Centers, ayes 29, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 397, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendment to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 162, Authorized Taking of an Eagle, ayes 27, noes 2, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 398, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 90, Administrative Control of Acquired Institutional Lands. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 12, noes 17, 1 excused. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 399, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 90. The Senate conferees are Senator Bebout, Chairman, Senator Case, Senator Schiffer, signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 400, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 75, Honor Farm Horse Program. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. 29 noes, 1 excused. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 401, Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 75. The Senate conferees are Senator Hicks, Chairman, Senator Driscoll, Senator Schiffer, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 402, Third reading failed. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below failed to pass the Senate's third reading on the vote indicated. House Bill Number 58, Community Infrastructure Program Amendments, -2, ayes 13, no 16, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 403, third reading failed. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below failed to pass the Senate third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 129, Voting Rights. Ayes 15, noes 14, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 404, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 132, Chiropractor Licensure, -amendments. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 405, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 228, Transfer of Federal Lands, -study. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated, which was ayes 21, noes 8, 1 excused. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 406, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 217, Atomic Energy Act Agreement State Study. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 407. Third reading passed. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. It's House Bill 234, Home Energy Assistance Program. Ayes 28, noes 1, 1 excused. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 408, third reading passed. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 259, State Elected Officials, Board Votes and Chairmanship. Ayes 29, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 409, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study in Select Committee. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated, which was ayes 23, noes 6, 1 excused. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 410, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 235, Firefighters License Plates. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 22, noes 7, 1 excused. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 412, Joint Conference Committee Report, adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 175, Juvenile Citations, Notification by Law Enforcement. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on the bill, listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 3, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Representative Filer, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we could all look in our west balcony, there's somebody here that I'd like to introduce. Not very often we get people from Cheyenne to actually come down and watch us. So I'd like to introduce a community servant and a good contractor here in town, Cody Haynes. Go ahead, stand up.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Harshman, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was asked to talk about veto overrides, so I'll take this privilege of the floor. Excuse me, vetoes, not necessarily veto overrides. But, folks, you had the governor's message last week. Really, just overrode three portions of the budget, and then he had a message on his comments on various things we did. I just wanted to talk briefly about the three changes that he made with his veto pen. The first was in relation to the funding for fires. And we put more money into fires than we ever have. We were at a difference. He wanted a full $60 million. We were at about $31 million. We offered another five, remember, out of the solid waste account because we appropriated into that account this year. Well, he took his veto pen and scratched out the number five, and so it opened up the whole appropriation of $30 million. And so he, in effect, then has $60 million for fires. He left the language that states he will refill that in his proposed budget next year with general fund money. But that leads us to the second veto. And that was Section 20 of the budget. And then Section, I'm going to skip over to that second one. It's the... It's Section 300, and it was Paragraph H of the, and we had TIP language that in November, any non-permanent PMTF funds that were in excess of the Craig forecast, and remember, we thought that we're going to have this one-time rebalancing. We think the Craig folks are thinking severance tax might be down a little bit, but we're going to be up in the in other areas, and particularly the pooled interest. Because there's this rebalancing going on of funds. And we thought, well, if we get this one-time bonus, really, that might happen once or twice a decade, that we would sweep those into the LSRA. Well, he basically vetoed that whole section, that whole paragraph, so the language that is in the original budget bill is a TIP at the end of the biennium. So those monies, if there are any that come in above the Craig forecast, and these are non-permanent mineral trust fund monies, those will be available. So it could be, and this is above the SIPA amount we set aside. This is above the SPA amount. And so this could be maybe zero, maybe $100 million, maybe $150 million that you will see profile that you'll see next year. And I would just urge caution because that is one-time restructuring of the bond portfolio, not a rebalancing. That is when you've actually let managers go, release them. They have to sell, and that's where we get this one-time windfall. And so that's out there, and it's going to be on the goldenrod as we come back. It will not sweep. And so theoretically, if you used all of that landfill money for fires, if that was all used for fires, you could backfill it with this money that was not swept. So they kind of went together. We can talk about that, I guess, if you'd like. Mr. Speaker and members, the last veto, there were three sections that were vetoed, was Section 319. And remember, we had great debate in this House about the percentage of budget cuts to come in next year. And the governor removed, with his pen, went through and removed all percentages. So under health, it was 2.46. Scratched that out. Under all other agencies, 4.68. Removed that. And then also the language of the Supreme Court. And so he did leave in the words reduction, that his agencies will bring budget reductions. And he also left in the language to involve our standing committees, which we probably could have, as committee chairman, could have scheduled that on your committee meeting later in the summer, early fall as well. So that part was vetoed. And now let's say something happened where our revenues really dropped. And then what would happen would be Craig would convene an emergency meeting in June or July to downgrade the forecast. And if that happened, then the budget bill specifies 8% cuts, that this biennial budget will come in 8% lower than this current biennium that we're going to finish up. And so those were the three areas of cuts. He had other comments. Now, just haven't heard a lot of folks who are real interested in trying to do an override. And I guess as we look at the budget on the whole, as we came into here, you know, and worked it in December, and as we came as a body in January, you think about the proposals that were out there were to significantly shift our fund flows, the 1% statutory to the permanent mineral trust fund, to the LSRA, take coal lease bonus from the school side, roll it into the LSRA. So there were some significant things that we rejected. We kept our policies intact to continue our savings. And as you all know, it's less than half of our severance tax is saved. We spend most of our severance tax. But those policies are still intact. That statutory 1% and the COLI's bonus part, which will grow the school side in the next 4 years. You know, we're going to leave with $450 million on the school side. Actually, $550 with the $100 million reserve as well. And that's going to grow those reserves on the school side. Even taking into some CapCon spending the next couple of years, we're probably going to have nearly $700 million on the school side in reserves. And then hopefully then we can grow this LSRA a little bit as well. But so there were some significant pieces that we kept intact in the budget, in the big picture. We haven't got the final numbers. There were probably close to 90 positions permanently eliminated. And then, of course, all the restructuring we did in ETS. So there's a lot of good work. The governor got a few things that were really important to him, the fires, us not telling him specifically how much to cut by percentage, and then also this piece on the sweep of this kind of, and again, it's one-time windfall of these non-permanent mineral trust fund. That we hope to see. I mean, the market, if you looked at the market today, there might not be any capital gains. So we'll see how that all turns out. So I would, Mr. Speaker, I'd stand for any questions. I didn't know what you wanted particularly on this explanation or if there's anything else. Okay, I'd stand for any discussion.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I appreciate the good chairman's remarks. I do have a little disagreement with some of the information he provided, and if I'm wrong, I'll get it out to all of you. But I think it's important for the body to understand, because I hear this repeated, and I think it's in error. The capital gains we have now are in the bank. They're in the bank. They're there. They're real money. The only way we don't have them available is if the market tanks in the next 6 months to the same degree that it tanked in the Great Recession of 2008-2009, and we incur huge capital losses. That's the only way those capital gains go away. So I just want to push back a little bit on this notion that the money's not there, because it's there, and I'd happily show everybody the state treasurer's page that tells us it's there. Second, I also take a little issue with the constant reference to these being one-time capital gains. A portion of the capital gains that we've received this year is due to a once every 5 years change in fund managers, and then you incur large capital gains. But a lot of the capital gains are routine capital gains, even the capital gains from the pooled income. And if I'm wrong, I'll come back and correct myself. So there is a large one-time chunk, but there is also a lot of recurring capital gains, and I think it's important for the body to understand that, not so much for anything that's happened this session, but on a going-forward basis.
Anyone else? Chairman Harshman, any more remarks?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a short privilege, and I appreciate those comments. And about two-thirds of those restructuring capital gains are in the bank. They're not all in the bank. But again, this doesn't balance out till the end of the fiscal year. Severance taxes are going to be down. So it's not all in the bank. It's not like we separate Craig. We have all those severance taxes, ad valorem, everything that goes into it, sales, use taxes, goes into funding our government. It's all seen as one, and we're not going to get into the deal where we just take out some high capital gains and then try to make up low severance taxes. It all flows together. We'll all get the numbers at the end of the fiscal year on July 1st. Severance taxes are going to be down. If severance taxes are down $50 million, this money that is in the bank is going to be used to offset severance taxes first so we can meet our Craig forecast. And so it's really an issue that I think we've done the right thing. We also haven't profiled capital losses. So I think we continue our policies like we have in this budget are, I think, very important for our long-term stability and just our conservative approach to this. And, hey, if it comes in higher than what we profiled, great. We'll be back in 8 months and we can spend it then. But, boy, we don't want to come back in an emergency deal and have to slash and cut halfway through a fiscal year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Conference Committee for Senate File 90 will be Greer Chairman, Blickery, and Semlek. Now, as a special event, since 1994, a scholarship has been presented to a legislative intern. For the past 19 years, 24 exceptional students from the University of Wyoming, Laramie County Community College, Western Wyoming Community College, Eastern Wyoming Community College have benefited from over $6,400 in memorial contributions. Funds are currently administered by the University of Wyoming's Partnership for Civic Education at the American Heritage Center. The Wyoming Legislature sponsors the internship program, which allows students enrolled in an institution of higher education to obtain credit along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Conversely, the legislators benefit by having someone who can help them in the areas of constituent mail, bill tracking or summaries, draft talking points, writing of news releases or newsletters, and similar services. During each legislative session, a deserving student is awarded the scholarship. The recipient has been selected to receive the scholarship for the 62nd budget session. Joining our scholarship recipients is Mrs. Lavonda Copsa, who has served as the intern coordinator for the past 11 years. Before that, Lavonda worked for the Wyoming Legislature as a House session staff. This year, the Legislative Selection Committee has chosen Aaron Freeman as the recipient for the Wyoming Legislative Intern Scholarship Program. Aaron is attending Western Wyoming Community College and will have an Associate of Arts in Education in the spring of 2013. After graduation, she plans to work on her bachelor's degree in secondary education at the University of Wyoming. Among other things, this session, Aaron did research and worked on talking points for the hitchhiking bill and presented it in committee, worked on YouTube videos, did bill summaries, stood sentry at room 302 for several meetings, created a spreadsheet on vehicle registrations, and compiled stories for the Senate Judiciary Room photographs, as well as observing many committee meetings and floor debates. It has been a great experience for her. Congratulations, Aaron.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
I would just like to thank everyone for allowing me this gracious opportunity, and I've learned so much that I can bring home, so thank you.
Congratulations, Erin. We're very glad and to have you participate in a scholarship for both the and brothers and sisters of the body. I'd like you to encourage you all to read the letter on your desk about making future contributions to the intern scholarship program. This is a valuable program and a valuable scholarship that's supported by us. So if you have any extra funds, this is a great place in which to direct them.
Mr. Speaker.
Just a minute. The Conference Committee for Senate File 75 is Wallace, Chairman Barlow, and Zwanitz are down. Now, Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You mentioned the intern fund, and it reminded me, and I'm sorry to make everybody, you don't have to turn around, but I still have some mugs left for the 62nd legislature. If you've thought of more friends, family, and volunteers who need mugs, I really don't want to have extras. But I also, I sort of round the cost up so we don't all have to deal with change, and I do take any extra money I receive from the mugs and put it in the intern fund. So it's another, it's an indirect way to contribute to the intern fund.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. We're at that order of business of consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 55. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge your vote on Conference Committee Amendment, or House Bill 55, and I don't have that number with handy here. But anyway, the explanation of the House Bill 55 has some very high-level mathematics in it, and so I'm going to ask our resident mathematician, representative from Worland, to explain the the change in the bill and the acceptance by our body on the other end of the corridor.
Representative mathematician economist Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I think it was my colleague from House District 54 who was a mathematician that helped us with this. I'll just act as a mouthpiece. If you recall, House Bill 55 was the changes to the small mining permit. And when we passed out of the House, we pulled out the roadways from the 10 acres for several reasons. And then we also removed the 10,000 cubic yard per year overburden limitation. And when that went over to the other House, to the other side, they put that back in, the 10,000 cubic yards of overburden per year for removal. And looking at it, I think we need to have a ceiling on that for the small mines. The intent on this was to allow the small mining permits to work for aggregate operations, especially road construction, and not to make it easier for like a deep mining operation. So having an annual overburden removal requirement's a good idea. The question then became, how much should that be? And that is where the representative from House District 54 really helped out. What we ended up calculating is that, and if you recall, part of the reason for the bill is that the aggregate with just a little bit of overburden, a lot of that stuff is gone, and so now they're moving more overburden to be able to get to the aggregate to do a road job. And so we looked at what would be the road base and asphalt requirements for about a 3-mile stretch of road. And as it turns out, that was around, I'll mess this up, but around 20,000 cubic yards of aggregate. Well, to do that, what we had to look at with 6 foot of overburden was getting somewhere around 30,000 cubic yards a year to be able to be moved to be able to get that much aggregate for the use. We went in into the conference committee attempting to get 40. We ended up settling on 35, which is sufficient. And I would encourage everyone to vote favorably on this. And if we really have any math to do, I think my other conference committee members should get up.
Any other discussion? We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on House Bill 55. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery, Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
For your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 55. The next conference committee for our report is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 156, Chairman Semlock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate Message Number 292 to House Bill 156 and ask for your aye vote. This has to do with a bill that we worked on, the movement of livestock in emergency situation. And the question became between the House and the Senate position is who really had the authority to declare an emergency situation so that livestock owners could move their cattle without having an inspection, without having to pay the fees. So the House position was that we thought it should be the board and the Senate amended it to be the director, and we just simply said, let's just do the best of both worlds and have it be both the board and the director, and it does make sense to do it that way. So I would ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 156. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye.
For your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 156. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 187. Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 187 and ask for your favorable consideration. What we ended up doing with the Senate, you'll recall they asked for higher limits on campaign finance donations, and so we really sort of split the difference between them. We had initially been at 1,000 for individual donations to legislative and other non-statewide races. They had been at 2,500, and we ended up at 1,500. We did leave in place, they had increased the amount that an individual can give to all elections from 25 to 50,000. We stayed with that position really under the thought that, it seems sort of, objectionable to tell people that you can only spend so much money on elections no matter how many across the state. So we left that in place at 50,000. The PAC limits, we exactly split the difference. We were at 5, they were at 10, and we ended up at $7,500. We were at 2, they were at 4, and we ended up at $3,000. And then the one other change is we accepted what we called the mulligan provision, which was if there was a first violation, there would be a penalty of up to $5,000. So I would urge your aye vote and take any questions you may have on the report.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 187. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Filer, aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Eklund. Aye to no. Halverson. Aye to no. Davison. Aye to no. Patton. Aye to no. Freeman. Aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan. Aye to no. Gay. Aye to no. Watt. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 15 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 187. We're now on that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message is message number 404 on House Bill 132. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message 404, original bill, House Bill 132, chiropractic licensure amendments. These are pretty small changes to the bill, and I would urge your concurrence. In the first amendment, the standing amendment, we have the ever, well, first of all, we have some grammatical sentence structure changes, but nothing new. And then the ever-elusive word such is going away. In the second, the Committee of the Whole Amendment is talking about partnerships, and it's who chiropractors can go into partnerships with, and it talks about the first part of it is 50% of the equity is owned by the person, the chiropractor, or the spouse of the person. And then the bill goes into the exceptions, and they added a new exception, and that would be any partnership or other business entity authorized, formed under Title 17 of the Wyoming Statute, which is owned by other health care providers, which means that they can go into business with other health care providers. So I don't see any of those as objectionable and would urge your concurrence.
Any further discussion? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 132. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick. Simlick. Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gingery. Aye to no. Hutchings. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 132. The next message for our consideration is message number 405 on House Bill 228. Chairman Semlett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 405 to House Bill 228, Transfer of Federal Land Study, and ask for your aye vote. The conference committee report had a couple changes in it. One of them, it would provide under Romanet 3 appropriation of $3,000 to the Attorney General for accomplishing the task of this study. And in the bill, we had required that the Attorney General should report to the task force on the possible legal resources available to the state of Wyoming to compel the federal government to transfer ownership and control of federally owned and managed land. So it provides appropriation to allow the Attorney General's office to do that. And then the second thing that it does under Romanet E on page 4, line 14, it talks about what the task force shall consider whether the state should offer to purchase land and mineral rights from the federal government subject to the following, and there's three Romanets, 1, 2, and 3, that indicate what those offers might include. This bill has migrated quite a little bit through the process. It's truly now a study bill, and I think it really is in the form now where it will serve the interest of what it was intended to do without creating a lot of additional work or expenses just to do the study. So, again, I would ask for your aye vote.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'm going to gently ask you to vote no on the bill because I actually really liked this bill. I voted for it. And I think what the amendment does is limit it to just BLM lands. And I guess in my mind, from what I've heard over the last decade or so, and even before then, when Wyoming was looking at federal lands, we were talking about Forest Service lands. We talked about National Park Service lands, some Department of Defense lands, if they were to decommission a couple of missile sites in our state and how to acquire that. So I still like the intent of the bill. Now we're adding appropriations, which I guess is okay for $3,000 for attorneys to go to meetings. But I guess my real concern with the bill is it's now just being limited to the BLM portion of lands. And the way I read it says we can't be looking at other federal land within Wyoming if it's not BLM. Unless someone can address that concern for me, I'd ask you to vote no.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for concurrence. Ask you to vote aye. The bill's fine the way it is. It looks at the surface estate and mineral estate. Frankly, we're probably more interested in the mineral estate because the purpose of the bill was to look at the impact on our mineral revenues coming back to Wyoming. So I ask for your concurrence vote.
Anyone else for your first time? First time. Second time. I'm on the second time. Where were you? Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm looking at page 4 of the bill, and I'm looking at lines 1 through 14, which say the Attorney General shall report to the task force on possible legal recourses available to compel the federal government to transfer ownership and control of federally owned and managed lands to the state of Wyoming or private individuals. And the Attorney General should provide an opinion about possible legal recourses. And I don't see where that's limited to the BLM. And then this adds paragraph E and moves current paragraph E on down and says it shall consider whether the state should offer to purchase land and mineral rights from the federal government. So I don't Unless I'm missing something, Mr. Speaker, I don't see where it imposes a limitation to only look at BLM lands. And so, unless I'm told differently, I would agree that we ought to concur. I'd urge you to vote aye.
Anybody else for their first time? For their first time? For their second time? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Squeaker. And Mr. Speaker, it's been pointed out to me that in the amendment that came from the other side, paragraph E, Romanet 1, says the offer shall include all or part of the surface estate and mineral estate managed by the Bureau of Land Management. It doesn't make it exclusively that. It says, just says it shall include it. So, again, I would urge you to vote aye.
Anyone else for the second time? We're voting on joint message number 405 on House Bill 228. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will... Or we're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 228. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call a roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger, Blake, Blevins, Flickery, Brown, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Coleman, Conley, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simwick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Connolly, aye to no. Bird, aye to no. Are there any? Blake, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 16 no.
By your vote, you've voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 228. The next message for our consideration is message number 406 on House Bill 217. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message number 406, House Bill 217, and urge your aye vote. The support from down the hall changed one thing on the bill, and that's on page 2, line 13, the report date from October to December. There's no problem with that as far as our receiving the report and taking action if necessary, so I urge your aye vote.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 217. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Goggles, Greer, 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 excused, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 217. The next message for our consideration is message number 409 on House Bill 203. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Crow tastes like chicken, just in case you wanted to know. When these amendments first started rolling out from the Senate, I was really concerned about the amount of workload that it would bring to this health insurance exchange. But looking at the evolution of how this happened and what happened, the first amendment, and I'm sorry, I'm not tracking them from the sheet, but from the bill. The first thing that they did was to say, to the extent an exchange is operated by the federal government in Wyoming, that we're going to be looking at the benefits and detriments. One of the things that they added to those benefits and detriments was including to the state Medicaid program. And this is why it's applicable. The first part is because when you go to the portal to buy insurance, it will tell you immediately if you are Medicaid eligible. And so we'll be able to tell, not through additional work like my big fear was, but just by the computer report, how many people enrolled into Medicaid because of the exchange. The second change, bill-wise, was how many people were enrolled, the cost per enrollee incurred, the error rate in the enrollment process, which I think all is good refinement. The Department of Health shall conduct an in-depth audit of a random sample of those enrolled by the exchange portal and those enrolled by other means and compare the results. And then that audit will be completed by September of 2014. That I too think is appropriate for us to look at. The next change in the bill, and I understand that the folks at the other end took about 40 minutes to decide if this was germane to the bill or not and came to the conclusion that it was neither the state or any agency of the state shall commit to an expansion of eligibility of Medicaid program prior to April 1st of 15, except the expansion mandated by the ACA. So pretty much that just prohibited Medicaid expansion until April of 2015. But the next amendment brought that down to, I thought, a reasonable level, and it says without prior approval of the legislature. So that still allows us to go in and do this next legislative session if we find it appropriate. And so with that final amendment, I think that the things the Senate has asked us to study in this is not extremely complicated and not out of the realm of our possibilities, and with the final amendment, I think that this has become palatable to me. Still not excited about it, but I would urge you to concur.
Discussion. We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 203. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Baker.
Barlow,
here. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
no.
Levins,
aye.
Blickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
no.
Eklund. Esquivel. Filer. Freeman. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles. Greer. Excused. Green. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen. Reeder. Simlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Wallace. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Kasparic, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 29 aye, 30 no, 1 excused.
For your vote, you voted not to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 203. The next message for our consideration is message number 410 on House Bill 235. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 410 on House Bill 235 and would ask for your aye vote. Basically, the only amendment that came through there was the other House asking us to get a written statement of eligibility. And for those of you who are looking at the sheet, there's a long paragraph there, but if you look just down, it shows that on third reading they actually deleted that. So it's just a simple amendment, and then I would ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 235. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call a roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer, Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer, excused, Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim, Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
conflict.
Mr. Speaker, conflict.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
For your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 235. We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 91, being original House Bill 26.
Enrolled Act number 91, original House Bill number 26, an act relating to professions.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 91, being original House Bill 26. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for consideration is House Enrolled Act 92, being Original House Bill 56.
Enrolled Act number 92 from Original House Bill 56, an act relating to environmental quality.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 92, being Original House Bill 56. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 93, being Original House Bill 102.
Enrolled Act number 93 from Original House Bill number 102, an act relating to emergency detention and involuntary hospitalization proceedings.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 93, being Original House Bill 102. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 94, being Original House Bill 201.
Enrolled Act number 94, Original House Bill 201, an act relating to non-testamentary transfers of real property.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 94, being Original House Bill 201. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 95, being Original House Bill 229.
Enrolled Act number 95 from Original House Bill 229, an act relating to regulation of natural gas.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 95, being Original House Bill 229. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 96, being Original House Bill 234.
Enrolled Act number 96 from Original House Bill 234, an act relating to public assistance and social services.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 96, being Original House Bill 234. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 97, being Original House Bill 259.
Enrolled Act number 97 from Original House Bill number 259, an act relating to boards and commissions.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 97, being Original House Bill 259. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act number 53, being Original Senate File 28.
Enrolled Act number 53 from Senate File number 28, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 53, being Original Senate File 28. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 54, being Original Senate File 36.
Enrolled Act number 54 from Original Senate File number 36, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 54, being Original Senate File 36. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 55, being Original Senate File 159.
Enrolled Act number 55 from Original Senate File number 159, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 55, being Original Senate File 159. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 56, being Original Senate File 9.
Enrolled Act number 56 from Original Senate File number 9, an act relating to real property.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 56, being Original Senate File 9. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 57, being Original Senate File 16.
Enrolled Act number 57 from Original Senate File number 16, an act relating to aeronautics programs.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 57, being Original Senate File 16. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 58, being Original Senate File 29.
Enrolled Act number 58 from Original Senate File number 29, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 58, being Original Senate File 29. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 59, being Original Senate File 80.
Enrolled Act number 59 from Original Senate File number 80, an act relating to duties of the state auditor.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 59, being Original Senate File 80. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 60, being Original Senate File 84.
Enrolled Act Number 60 from Original Senate File Number 84, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 60, being Original Senate File 84. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 61, being Original Senate File 99.
Enrolled Act Number 61 from Original Senate File Number 99, an act relating to water and sewer districts.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, being Original Senate File 99. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 62, being Original Senate File 113.
Enrolled Act Number 62 from Original Senate File Number 113, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 62, being Original Senate File 113. I have so signed. I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 63, being Original Senate File 115.
Enrolled Act Number 63 from Original Senate File 115, an act relating to child and adult protective services.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 63, being Original Senate File 115. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate File 64, being Original Senate File 86.
Enrolled Act Number 64 from Original Senate File Number 86, an act relating to counties.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 64, being Original Senate File 86. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 65, being Original Senate File 130.
Enrolled Act Number 65 from Original Senate File 130, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 65, being Original Senate File 130. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 66, being Original Senate File 147.
Enrolled Act Number 66 from Original Senate File 147, an act relating to public health and hospitals.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 66, being Original Senate File 147. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate File 67, being Original Senate File 162.
Enrolled Act Number 67 from Original Senate File 162, an act relating to the taking of wildlife.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 67, being Original Senate File 162. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 68, being Original Senate File 48.
Enrolled Act Number 68 from Original Senate File Number 48, an act relating to Medicaid.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 68, being Original Senate File 48. I have so signed. Next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate File Number 69, being Original Senate File Number 69.
Enrolled Act Number 69 from Original Senate File 69, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 69, being Original Senate File 69. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 70, being Original Senate File 77.
Enrolled Act Number 70 from Original Senate File Number 77, an act relating to construction of community college facilities.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 70, being Original Senate File 77. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 71, being Original Senate Enrolled Act 103.
In Enrolled Act Number 71 from Original Senate File 103, an act relating to child protection.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 71, being Original Senate File 103. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 98, being Original House Bill 175.
Enrolled Act Number 98 from Original House Bill 175, an act relating to juveniles.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 98, being Original House Bill 175. I have so signed. With that, order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 411, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 237, Unemployment Insurance Worker Misconduct, the House bill listed above, passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 17, noes 12, excused 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 416, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to House Bill 77. The Senate conferees are Senator Von Flattern, Chairman, Senator Burns, and Senator Emmerich. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 417, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 250, Public Employee Retirement Plans. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Which was ayes 28, noes 1, excused 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 413. Concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery. The Senate failed to concur on the House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 28, 1 excused. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to a bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 415, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on amendments to Senate File 83. The Senate conferees are Senator Peterson, Chairman, Senator Perkins, Senator Schiffer, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 414, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 146, Termination of Parental Rights, Ayes 21, Excused 1, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Conference Committee on Senate File 83 is Nicholas, Chairman, Harvey, and Larson. Conference Committee on House Bill 203 is Harvey, Chairman, McKim, and Throne. With that, order of business of committee announcements. Chairman's monitor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Conference Committee on House Bill 77, will meet immediately upon adjournment over in Senate Transportation, which is, I believe, S-13.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Conference Committee on House Bill 91 will not meet this evening. A compromise was met. So.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee on House Bill 66 will meet shortly on the Minerals Committee room on the other side of the Capitol.
Any more committee announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow, February 26, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House is adjourned until tomorrow, February 26, 2013 at 10 a.m.